Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast. And here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
Like the announcer says, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast. My name is John O'Connor, and I'm here with Daniel Tao. We made it to episode 14 in our podcast, and we talk with Christian Singh, the singer of New Jersey's alternative punk band, A Boy Named John. We talk about a variety of subjects, including opening for bands such as The Academy Is and Never Shout Never, being in a band with his brother, getting asked to take selfies with strangers, and a whole lot more. Before we get into the interview, iTunes has still been on the fritz. That's the term, right? Yeah, whatever. Fritz it is. We're going to reboot it up in April, and hopefully it works a little better this time. Who knows? Fingers crossed. I don't know. Until then, subscribe to our SoundCloud. Thanks to everyone who has already. We're at 69, but I think we can get up to 100 sooner than later, right? Come on. It's only another quick math. 31. Come on. 31. We can do this. Also, still looking for sponsorships. If you'd like to reach us, shoot us an email. We're at behindthecade@gmail.com. We're also on social media, so if you want to contact us there, we're great at getting back to people. So you could check us out, facebook.com/behindthebarricade. Twitter is @behindthecade, C-A-D-E. Instagram, instagram.com/behindthebarricade. And I think that's it for social media. Just stick to those three. Anyways, last thing before we get into the interview. Dan's band Deadtide is opening up for Fear Factory and Soilwork on April 10th at The Chance in Poughkeepsie, New York. It's going to be one hell of a show, so New York, come on out for this one. For discounted advance tickets, head to facebook.com/deadtide and shoot those boys a message. It's only $20 in advance, so get on that shit. No service charges, just a crisp. Whoever's on the 20, I can't think of it. Grant? No, not Grant. I don't even know who the hell's on the 20. Whatever, does not matter. $20 bill, get you a ticket to that awesome show. Nothing better. Anyways, it's time for episode 14 with Christian of A Boy Named John. Here we go. What's going on, everybody? This is John Connor of the Behind the Barricade podcast, and I'm with
Daniel Tao.
And we have two very special guests today. From the band A Boy Named John, we have Chris Singh.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Hello.
And we also have our top interviewer that now recently worked for us. I don't even know
when I started.
I don't know either.
But yeah, I'm here now. I'm here now. Hi, everyone. Yeah.
When you work, you're supposed to get paid. I don't think she works for us.
Shut up. Look, when we start getting paid, she starts getting paid.
All right. And
then, yeah, that's fair.
Swoosh.
And then she works for us.
Making that money.
I guess so. Miss Tori Capizzi, what's going
on? Thank you. Hello.
Okay, so A Boy Named John. We are a 6-piece alternative punk band. We're based out of Park Stephanie, New Jersey. We kind of sound like we definitely take influence from My Chemical Romance, Bayside, The Used, and
A Day to Remember.
No, A Day to Remember.
No, there's some Panic at the Disco in there.
Yeah, there's
it's theatrical.
Yes, yeah, it's very theatrical, and I definitely like to add theatrical elements along with lead guitarist Josh Lustig. He definitely appreciates the theatrical, compositional, elements of music. We definitely, when we're going to write, our new album, when we actually, started actually writing or just, jamming, a couple of new songs, even though we just recorded an album, which is great, which, it's funny because we were talking, together as a group, and I'm, super into shoegaze music. I'm super into, indie bands like Foxing, Turnover, all those bands, and, Jack, the rhythm guitarist, and Nick, the bassist, they're all into, heavier stuff.
Nice.
And,
Metal.
And,
Metal.
And Josh is into, like, some super, like... Josh is really into everything. Like, he's, like, super, like, diverse. I think all of us are, which is what makes us so unique, you know, as a sound and as a band. Because, like, we can never... we can, like, agree on things, but people just don't expect it, which is cool. And I guess, like, that's what we like to do. We like to change it up a lot. We like to change, like every sound for, like, each song. And, yeah. I mean, like, we definitely... You know, we like to be different, you know, for sure.
Yeah, you definitely are different. I've seen you live before when I first set it off at Radiant.
Yes,
one hell of a show.
Yeah, that was a really cool show. That was like a good, like 2 years ago now.
Yeah,
like,
before Set It Off got really big.
Yes.
Because for all of you that aren't aware of Radiant, it was a church basement.
Yes, venue. It was. Yeah. Yes. Yes, it was. Rest in peace.
Isn't it a basement, though?
It was like an auditorium. Auditorium basement. Yeah. Basically like a church like in Nutley, New Jersey. And like Set It Off, you know, like big shot, you know, like up and coming band. You know, they, you know, fresh off of Cinematics, you know, one of the best albums I've heard in a while. And, you know, they played and like they made like a story like out of their set. Yeah. And they like combined songs and like different elements and stuff. And, you know, I guess, like, Set It Off is also, like Cinematic Set It Off is a very, like, cool influence, I guess, that we like to incorporate as well with, like, the theatrical element and stuff. So, like, that's pretty cool.
I feel like you're going to see a talent show when you play there.
Yeah.
Your high school talent show, they're playing on, like, an auditorium stage.
It took me a second. I thought you were talking about Set It Off. I was like, no, they're pretty professional.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about the band. I'm talking about playing at that venue.
Yeah, no, totally. I get that. I get that vibe.
I'd play there over the Meat Locker any day.
We are not fans of the Meat Locker, even though really? A Boy Named John is playing there.
Yes.
When's the date on that?
And the date is April 29th.
Yes, it is.
At the Meat Locker, Montclair, New Jersey.
Indeed. Look for
a random Mexican restaurant. It's the basement.
Yeah. You have to carry all your heavy shit down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
If it looks like a cesspool of diseases, you're in the right spot.
But you know what, though? Even if it is a cesspool of diseases and, you know, vulgarity, it's our cesspool of diseases and vulgarity. Like, it's a, you know, it's really, like, an up-and-coming venue, you know, that's, like, really, like, being rejuvenated again. And there was a period of time where the Meat Locker was shut down because, obviously, like, safety and, like, sanitary, you know, concerns. So, I don't know, like, who specifically, like, rejuvenated it or, like, brought it back up, but... They've been playing shows that, like, people have been playing shows there, like, every weekend now. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. You know, like months on months, like, it's booked.
Yeah.
And
certain people love that.
Yeah.
I love playing in that dirty, like, basement setting.
Where you can't hear yourself at all. Like, yeah.
See, I don't mind. It's just when I'm trying to get friends or families to come to my show, it's hard to tell them.
Yeah, totally.
To come back to a show like that, you know, that looks like a dirty basement and something. Yeah. Like, you know, I don't care. I mean, I'll play anywhere. It's just when you're trying to cater to people, it's kind of hard to tell them, come here, it's gross. And I played a show there and the condensation was dripping, you know, and there's a puddle on the floor.
You did play that one show like in July where it was hot as shit.
Oh, that sucked. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. I needed paper towels and during my set, I'm like dropping sticks. I got so sweating. It's hot in here.
But people love it. Like
spray paint on the walls and stuff. They're all for it. I don't know why.
You guys did a music video there recently, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
That's a perfect spot for a music video.
Yeah.
Like, totally. A couple of lights hanging down. It's almost like perfect for that.
Yeah. We shot a music video there like the beginning of the month. We worked with a videographer. His name is Eric DiCarlo. And it's actually funny. We're finishing, you know, like the last shots of that music video on Friday, like Friday night. We're doing story plot shots. Like we had like all the live action shots, and we did it on like a Wednesday or a Tuesday, and like no
on
one.
Tuesday?
Yeah, seriously. Like I mean, it was the only time like where all of us could like meet up, you know, and like really do this. And the best part was, you know, we invited like a lot of people to come. And a lot of people came. That's and it was fun. It was incredible and it was unreal. And like it had to be packed. Like it had to be like 60, you know, 50 to 60 people in there.
You can fit that many in there?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unreal. It was really cool. Really cool experience.
Speaking of capacity, I remember there was supposed to be a census fail show there.
Oh yeah.
And it got canceled because they realized that the venue promoted a show that didn't have the capacity to fit.
The town shut it down. It was supposed to be a I think it right after Renaissance came out. Okay. It was supposed to be like a secret show that like a few people knew about.
Right.
And they were also going to do a pizza party afterwards.
Oh my God.
I saw a post. It was like, we were led to believe that it would hold the maximum, like, occupancy. And
like, I was ready to be online at 10 a.m. I didn't give a fuck about the meat locker. I hate that venue. But to see Census Fail in that fucking weird basement, come on.
Yeah, it's like an up close and personal show.
It's like seeing a show at Maxwell's, although Maxwell's is a lot bigger, but...
Mm-hmm. Isn't it closed?
No.
No?
Oh, really?
That was the Trenton place, right?
What was that?
Isn't it?
That's the Champion Bar, I believe.
Where's Maxwell's?
Hoboken.
Now, there we go. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Championship Bar's in Trent. What was that name of the old punk venue? The something Gardens? The one that John Stewart used to work at.
Spumoni Gardens?
Gardens? I don't know.
No, that's a band.
Spumoni Gardens?
Yes, that's it. That's it. I think it might be just as simple as City Gardens.
Fountains of Wayne?
Yes.
Fountains of Wayne. Oh my God.
People do not realize that was an actual place.
I know, yeah.
I learned that the other day. Like, someone told me, and I was like, what are you talking about? And
yeah, it was on 46?
Like, yeah.
I remember that place.
Wait. I do, too. That's where they got the name.
Didn't they have, like, white statues or stuff? Like, weird...
Well, fountains, yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, dude, it could be called Fountains of Wayne, and they sell, like...
Water fountain supplies, Dan?
No, random stuff. Like, you go to Total a Pet Supply, and it's in West Milford, you know? Like, it doesn't matter. The name says one thing, it could be something else.
We're talking about the thing that they're selling. You know, Pet Supply place is still Pet Supply.
Yeah.
Fountains are still fountains, no matter where the fuck you're selling it out of.
That's true. I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be.
That's funny.
All right, so it looks like you have a whole bunch of upcoming shows. I'll start promoting a little bit. So this episode should be out on Monday, which is, what's the date on that? 28th?
The 28th.
Yeah.
Okay, 28th. So perfect time for April 1st, Joey McBride's Pub in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Yes.
I actually have no idea where, I know Woodland Park, I don't know where there's a pub.
Yeah, it's basically a really low-key place, and every weekend, apparently, the townspeople of Woodland Park, they go out there and, have a couple of drinks or whatever, and there's a really cool live music, every now and then, and our drummer Dean, who lives in Woodland Park, got us the show, and we're playing for, 2 hours.
I read the Facebook post on
that. Yeah, we're playing for, quite some time.
Do you get paid for that?
Yeah, we're gonna get paid. We're gonna get paid for that, so that's pretty cool.
And so you're nervous about, playing for 2 hours, or...
I don't think I'm really... Well, we did something similar to that, except it was a totally different setting. We played a Sweet 16. We played a Sweet 16, a year ago, and we had to play for, around that same amount of time. We played for, an hour and a half. We played a whole bunch of originals. We played all of our originals, and we played, a massive amount of covers, and we had to learn in, I don't know how long the time, but... we did it. And basically what the plan is for this show is that we're going to play 2 sets, and we're going to play 1 set for maybe an hour and 10 minutes, take a break, and then play the next half, or the next set, if you will. So it's going to be cool. We're going to mix and match covers and originals. I don't know the order of what we're going to do it yet, even though it's coming up soon.
Yes, yeah.
But, we're definitely going to figure... we always figure it out. We always do, so...
That's good. What kind of covers do you play?
Well, it's kind of funny, because a couple months ago, we went through a lineup change, and we got a new drummer. His name's Dean Mulligan, and we parted ways with our old drummer, Brian Carter. He's in a new band called Call Out. When we realized, because we've been jamming for so long, we've been a band for 4 years, and in Dean's basement, we would go from, one of our originals, The Tale of Beelzebub, into My Chemical Romance cover, House of Wolves.
Oh, wow.
And Josh and Jack started playing the riffs of House of Wolves, and Dean had no idea what to do. He was what's happening? Because obviously he wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And it was just second nature to us, and we're like, oh shit. So we had to relearn a whole bunch of covers, but it takes 2 seconds, it's not a big deal. But we recently started playing Car Radio by 21 Pilots.
Ooh.
Okay.
So that's definitely... We actually played that throughout the entirety of the tour that we went on in January down to Florida. So that was really cool. We got a really good reception from that. And we played a show 2 weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, last weekend, MX Cali, for it's a benefit show, Jams for Jimmy. And our friend Jimmy asked us to cover Brand New. We usually would cover Sir Trans and Gloria, you know, from Deja and Tendu. And this time we were like, you know what, like, let's cover something different. So we decided to cover Sonic Season from Devil and God Raging Inside of Me, which is, like, my favorite album of all time. And we did a pretty good job of that. So we definitely have Car Radio and we have Sewing Season, but all the other covers are like kind of a secret. So I'm not gonna,
come on now for that.
Yeah, seriously. If you want to see, if you want to hear like subpar mediocre covers, come on out. So,
and that's Joey McBride's Pub in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Is that a free
cover
that night? Is there like a pay at the door or anything?
I believe it is free of charge.
Oh, you gotta come out for that.
Yeah, it's all ages. It's all ages. I believe it's free of charge. If I'm wrong, you can hit me. Except not really.
If you're wrong, he will pay.
Yeah, I'll pay for you. I'll pay for your admission. But you guys can obviously check the information on. We're dying.
Tori's choking.
Someone's dying. Oh no.
CPR.
I'm choking on my water. I'm good. Sorry, keep going.
It is free of charge. It's all ages. And if you guys want more info on that, we have the Facebook event page going on. So, and it's also updated on all of our social media as well. So, yeah, check it out.
Perfect.
That's why it's good to be in a cover band, because you invite people. We are not a cover band. I'm just saying. When you're in a cover band, you invite people. They get to go there for free. There's a bar, so you get money from the bar. You get free drinks. And you can play for 2 hours and you get paid a good amount of money, you know, whereas if you're in a band that actually isn't a cover band, you have to make money based on the people you bring, and that's basically jack shit. You don't make anything.
Yeah, especially at a place out west that someone in here might work for.
Can we not name drop my job? Thanks, guys. Because I don't make the rules.
Now everyone's going to be like, Tori, what job?
That job place you work at will listen to this.
Oh, boy.
Maybe they will. Who knows?
Oh, boy.
Maybe just have to tag them on Facebook a few hundred times.
I know exactly what job place we're talking about, too.
And I'm out of the loop, so I don't know.
Yeah. There we go. All right, next question. I'm really good at changing the subject, so.
Yes.
Clearly. What the hell are you writing down over there?
I'm writing notes.
You're writing notes.
Yeah.
She's planning your demise.
Clearly. If I mention that one workplace. So anyways, you have a show April 1st, Joey McBride's. Mm-hmm. Also, the following weekend is Game Changer World.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever played there before or no?
No, we have not. It's going to be...
Is that like an adult arcade?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it is, but no.
Dave and Buster's?
It is not. No. It is not. But we're playing with Carousel Kings. There, we were actually supposed to play with them earlier on back in January, but because of blizzards and stuff,
that small thing called snow.
Yeah, that really small thing called snow.
That we only got once this year, basically.
Yeah, and that, you know, I'm grateful for that.
All at once. All 2 feet, all at once.
Winter came all at once this year, but no, that's fine. That's okay with me. So that got rescheduled to April 8th. Yeah, April 8th, mm-hmm. Carousel Kings, yeah. Game Changer and Howl. Yeah, it's gonna be a really good time. We're excited to play there. We never played there before. Yeah, I mean, I've always heard good things about Game Changer.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I think John D of Bamblezor runs it, or he was
promoter,
or one.
Does he still run it?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I mean, that was his.
He started that, but I don't know if he still runs it.
Yeah, he's actually doing a festival up in New York.
Really?
That Bad Case of Big Mouth is playing.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's right.
They're opening up for fucking Shinedown. That's insane.
That's cool. That's really cool.
It's great seeing like a local band from New Jersey like get out and make it.
Yeah. Mm.
And that it hasn't happened for quite some time.
Yeah.
Have you guys played with them before? I feel like you have.
Bad Case? Yeah, we definitely played a couple of Radiant shows.
It stinks nowadays. There's so many people that open for bands. I feel good for them and happy, but I mean, Shinedown's pretty big. But there was this band that I knew that opened for Seven Dust like a couple of times, and they're no longer a band anymore. So it's it stinks, you know? You're like, holy crap, they opened for Seven Dust a couple of times, and now they're all in different bands.
Was it all at Architect?
Yeah.
How did I know?
The one guy actually worked there.
Okay.
Yeah, he worked there as like one of the front desk guys. He was a guitar player.
Yeah.
Static Silence.
The name of the band
previous was Life Without Warning.
I've heard of Static Silence before. That was
actually the first band I've ever tried out for. Yeah, their drummer decided
to
stay.
And how'd that work out for you, Dan?
The drummer decided to stay.
Oh.
Yeah. So like, you were really good, but our drummer's actually deciding to stay. So.
No, it was called, look, we're going to have to go with this asshole. He's mediocre on drums at best. Please, what do you want? Stay in the band. All right, fine. Dan, you were great at drums, but, you know, our old drummer, he decided to stay.
You want to know what happened? One that's actually funny. One of the second bands I tried out for, well, many of them, obviously, it was in the beginning, so, and I kind of didn't like the music, so I was like, I jammed for a couple weeks, and I told him, like, you know, it's good, but I'm just not really feeling it. And he was pretty cool about it. And if, I don't know why, but for some reason, like a year or two down the road, I tried out again. And I don't know.
How do you not know?
I don't know if they had different, dude, because it's been years. I've tried out so many bands, but I don't know if they had, like, maybe if he had maybe a different sound or different songs. And he was like, oh, I knew it. I knew, like, in a couple years, like, I should call this guy again. And it was the same day, the same thing. I'm like, I couldn't do it. I'm like,
it's like that expression, fool me once, shame on me.
It wasn't like the music was crappy. It's just, you know, it wasn't my thing, you know. Some people take as, oh, it's not my thing as my music sucks, but it's not that it sucked. I just, you know, it just wasn't my thing. I wasn't really feeling it.
You know how difficult it is finding a new drummer, Dan?
Yeah, sorry.
Because you had to leave our band.
I'm sorry.
So much resentment.
I feel like a dick, too, because Dead Tide has, like, some connections, like, oh, we're opening for this band, and I feel like...
Fuck that, play that shit. April 10th, yeah. Open up for Soil Work and Fear Factory up at the Chance Theater in Poughkeepsie, New York. Tickets now on sale.
$20.
$20.
Look at that plug. Look,
just... That's how you do it on the show.
Yeah, you like that plug?
Butt plug.
It's not the good plug, it's a butt plug.
But anyways, speaking of big bands, you actually just opened for the Academy Is.
Yes, that's correct.
I've never heard of them.
Really?
No.
Wait, you're serious?
No, I've never heard of
them. Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they were, like, a huge band back in, like, 2005, 2004.
Yeah, they were part of that whole emo thing with... punk-ish. Yeah.
So was it kind of like Smile Du Soul?
No.
Where they were kind of... You know what I'm saying? As in, like, back in the day, they were popular, and now they're still pumping out music, but nobody knows who the hell they are, except for me and you.
Yeah. And I think they're opening for Saving Abel at the Stanhope House.
Oh, I'm going. Are you going?
Probably.
Come on.
You don't like I don't know. There's a certain local band that's playing that I really don't want to say.
It's basically like Nirvana.
Oh, okay.
You know, like a newer, like, let's keep playing Nirvana type songs.
What was there one hit? I do it for the drugs.
Yeah, Bottom of a Bottle.
Yeah, there we go, that one.
Oh, my God.
You've never heard that song?
I've never heard that song.
It was I remember seeing the music video on, like, Fuse and MTV, like, back in when music videos were popular.
Right, of course.
Now they're...
Does anyone, like, go home to, like, watch music videos?
I do on YouTube.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I like to watch
the
on YouTube.
Music video release.
No, but it's good because they get... Oh, yeah. Oh my God, their new music video is coming out.
Like, I used to do that for Our Last Night when they had the weird covers. And then they had, like, random people stop by. Like, they had Craig Owen stop by. I think Luke Holland did a cover with them.
Yeah, but I'm so pissed when Fuse and MTV were popular, that's where I got new music. Like, holy shit, like, I'd be listening to Fuse and some, like, awesome song would come on. And now you just kind of have to hope that Pandora kind of puts it on, like, randomly Pandora puts it on your... See, the problem...
Get Spotify.
Oh, no, I have Spotify. I'm just saying, you know, I kind of branch out sometimes and try to see if it'll, like, pick a song that I wouldn't, you know, ever listen to. But it's so hard. I want bands that sound like Breaking Benjamin, but aren't Three Days Grace, Chevelle, Shinedown. They just play all the normal bands that you would know. Yeah, it sucks. But
I think it's the same rotation, like, every 2 or 3 hours. You get the same songs.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially on, like, Octane, especially on Sirius XM.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I don't really listen to Sirius XM.
Sirius XM. You want to know what? If you want new music, it's the best place. Yeah. Octane. Oh, I made a playlist. My friend Josh looked at it and he was like, dude, it's like all Octane, but it's where you get, like, all these good songs and bands that come out with awesome hits on Octane. And like another thing, a band that just disappears, you know, a lot of bands that are on there, but...
Anyways, the Academy Is.
Yes. Let's get back.
Yes, how was that show?
Yes.
Tangent number one.
That was a really cool show. We played back there in December at Starline Ballroom. Mm-hmm. And
that was part of the reunion tour, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Played at Starline?
I'm sorry, what?
You played at Starline?
Yeah.
That's what he said, Daniel.
Yes.
How many tickets did you have to sell for that?
150? We had to sell...
200? 300?
Well, because...
The entire thing?
We got... Yeah, basically, we had to, like, sell the venue. No, we got an email, like, back in, like, October about the show, and we were like, yes, we would love to play, and then we never got, like, a proper confirmation email back, and then we kept on following up following up. And then a good week and a half before the show, they're like, okay, yeah, you guys can play. The other guys had to sell 100 tickets. And we were like, we kind of can't do that. So like we compromised, and Starlight was like, okay, sell 50 tickets, but at a more expensive price of like $5 more or whatever. And we made the cut. We totally did.
Wow.
We did it. And it was really cool. And then back last month,
February
13th, we played Starland again with...
Never Show Never! Okay.
Whoa.
Wow. Sorry, I got too excited.
She loves that band so much.
Mother of God.
Love them.
No one gets that excited for Christopher Drew.
No one does.
It's not me. I don't know who
you know
he
is. You'd be surprised because I saw it happen. I saw people get that excited 10 times more. About
I would have left after Metro Station.
With our bras flying.
Oh, I forgot Metro Station was a part of that show.
We played with Metro Station and we played with Never Show Never at Starland Ballroom. And, you know, it really was the strangest lineup we've ever been a part of because there was like a good like six bands on this bill.
Wow.
And
yeah, I remember
on a
that.
Saturday night, it was another local band called, two other local bands called Grin and Bear. I believe they're from New Brunswick. And, oh my God, the other local band's name escapes me. But they were a pop punk band, the other band, and they went on before us. And then we played. And then it was Julie Vera, Water Parks, Metro Station, and Never Shout Never. The last four, obviously, were on the tour package. It was a really interesting, you know, combination of bands because I thought it was just going to be, like, pop show fiasco forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then us, which we completely, like, don't fit the bill at all. We accepted just because we were like, you know, why not? Like,
mm-hmm.
like it's a Starland show. Like, we should totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. And we had to sell 100 tickets, and we did it. You know, we sold 100 tickets, and we, you know, we totally did it. We played a good show. We met a lot of new people that night. We met a lot of people came up to us. And the weirdest thing that's probably, that will always ever happen to me is when someone that I don't know will come up to me as if I'm their best friend and be like, can I please get a picture with you?
That
never happens to the drummers.
But it's insane because I'm just a giant meatball. You know what I mean?
Meatball.
Like,
you're
skinny as fuck.
No,
you're
but
like
not in like the physical, like, you know, characteristics, as in like I'm just so awkward and just so like,
I don't
know.
You haven't seen that awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You seem
like,
pretty open.
I've interviewed more awkward people than
yeah.
you.
When I'm like trying to have like a conversation with this person that's asking for a picture, like they don't want to have that conversation.
No.
It's just selfie done, cool, thanks. And I'm like, thank, oh awesome, like my name's Chris, like what's your name? And they're
fuck
like
you.
and they're like I'm like okay, so like I'm like, I'm not saying that like I don't resent that at all.
No.
You know, like I'm always like open for that. I'm never gonna be a dick and be like no picture, but like who am I, you know, like I'm a 20-year-old guy from, like, a northern New Jersey town. Whatever. So, it's just so funny. And I'm like, yeah, like, sure, I'll have a picture with you. Like, you don't even need to ask. Just, like, grab me and take a selfie with me. Like, don't even, like, be shy about asking. Like, just do it. I don't care. I guess, like, the weirdest, not, like, weirdest, but, like, just new
awkward.
Experience.
Yeah.
Awkward, like, newest experiences that, like, I just, like, myself and, like, the rest of the band was not used to. Like, it was really interesting.
Does everyone else get that, too, from the rest of the band? Or is it just the singer?
I forgot you're the singer. That's why. That's why you get selfie pics, because you're the singer.
I mean, everyone, you know, everyone, like, was asked. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone was asked to, you know, to like get a picture with them because I don't know.
It must be exciting for someone new checking out like a new band and be
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, they're so like.
They could be famous one day.
Yeah, like I used to do that all the time. I used to go to shows constantly at School of Rock, and I would afterwards.
Oh, I miss
that
venue.
R.I.P. Yeah. That was like my second home right there. And I would always go up to the random bands and talk to them and take photos because
yeah.
you never know. And then down the line, I'm still Facebook friends with all of them, a majority of them, really.
You know,
it's
I think
creepy actually. Now that I think about
might
it,
might want to start deleting.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think like the bottom line of it is though, like from like what like I received from that experience, that it's just so nice, I guess,
mm-hmm.
to see people, you know, that really do give a little bit of a shit,
yeah.
you know, and it's crazy. Wow, like, you like my shitty bands. That's amazing.
It's always mind-blowing.
That you want to pick a selfie so you can post on Facebook.
Yeah, like,
everybody.
You can, like, post
Snapchat.
On social
Instagram.
Media and
yeah.
all the Snapchats and the social medias. Like, it's just so funny.
Social medias.
You're going down like a Bill Cosby road there.
Yeah.
The Snapchats and the social medias.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bill Cosby.
Oh my God.
Now you can't even do that impression without people groaning. That
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah.
Fuck
you,
Bill. You
ruined
it.
So
I'm actually curious to see what happens at a show like Starland. Did you share anything backstage with the popular bands, or did you just literally go up there, set up your stuff, and walk away, and you didn't get to see any of the touring popular bands?
Well,
I was always curious. Like, oh, do you get to hang out backstage because they're playing the show? Yeah.
No, we were, there are obviously, like, green rooms, like, in the back, like, behind the stage, but, like, we never got to, like, go in there and just chill. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, like, our first Starland show, we played with You Meet Six back in Starland.
That's in October. That's an Octane band that I heard of.
In October.
Good for you, Dan.
And now they're on Guitar Hero.
Yeah, they're a huge band.
They're really, really good. Yeah. Like, they're an awesome band. And,
Room to Breathe, dude. I love that song.
All right, let him talk.
I'm sorry.
Fuck,
so
we're
good.
Interviewing him, not you.
You know, they're a really cool band, and, like, we were the first band to go on that night and the Academy's show. So, like, you know, we got there, like, super early for load-in time. And, like, you know, we, like, settled up with, like, all of the, like, staff and crew, talent, you know, director, whatever. And, you know, it was really cool. It was an awesome experience. You know, we were just kind of, like, running around the venue. Like, and there's, like, a little, like, backstage area where there's, like, a curtain to, like, the left. Like stage left of the stage, like, in the crowd.
Yeah.
And, like, we just kind of, like, hang out there, and, like, we just wait, and, like, we relax, and, like, we calm each other down, because, like, we'll always be like, oh my god, we're about to do this, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And then we're like, okay, no, like, we're gonna do this, it's gonna be great, it's a show, let's have a good time. And, like, that's our green room, which is really cool, because, like, the past three times we've played there, you know, that's where we'd always go and just chill, and just, you know, like, you know, go on our phones and, like, do whatever. And the experience was that we would load our stuff onto the stage, you know, for the first two shows for You, Me at Six and the Academy Is. You know, we'd set up, we'd play, like, a 35 or, like, 40-minute set, and we'd, like, immediately load off, and we would just, like, pack up, you know, the truck or the trailer, and we'd be done. But for the last show, we were the third band on, which was very, like, different, and we were like, okay, like, well, how are we gonna, like, maneuver around this and make sure, like, we get all of our stuff, like, we get all our ducks in order, you know? So obviously we planned it out, and, like, we thought it out, like on the run, like, we rolled with the punches, which is one of the staff crew of Starland said to us, like, you guys, like, really rolled with the punches. And I was like yeah, like, we did, we totally did.
Yeah,
like, not,
yeah, we rolled,
like not knowing, like, what that meant until after the fact. I was like, yeah, like, we totally did that.
Okay,
and
that's an order.
Yeah,
I like that expression. That's what I'm saying. That
getting our ducks in order, like,
perfect for Easter.
Hi-yo,
he shall rise again. No, but we had, like, help from our crew. We had help from our manager Ryan Sinisi. You know, Zen Leader, shout out. And
he was what, bassist of Automatic 253.
Oh, he was in that band. Oh my god,
was he?
Oh my god, he was!
I know my New Jersey singer.
He was. He was in that band. I don't remember if he played bass or guitar.
There's a scene in New Jersey.
He is not. What are you talking about?
Daniel.
Ryan's been, like, in a bunch of bands, you know, like, from when he was 16 to, like, my age now. So it's really cool. You know, Ryan's a great guy, and he's the way he described himself, you know, the other day was that, you know, I'm, like, kind of like a people manager, you know, like, I don't like actually, like, he would be like our tour manager, like, when we go on tour, you know, like, by ourselves without the support of a label, obviously, because we're not signed. But, you know, he's, like, more of a, like, I guess, like, mediator, like, when things, like, go to shit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the most laid back people I know. Like, he can diffuse a situation in seconds, and it's so impressive, and I've never seen anyone, like, I'm jealous, because I want to have that ability so much, but I just don't. I don't have that, like, presence to do that.
Yeah.
And it's super crazy. I'm like, wow, you just, like, completely gave us a paddle when we didn't have one, and we were in Schitt's Creek 2 seconds ago. So it's super crazy. It's super fun having him, you know, be our manager, and having him, like, give us advice, and, you know, just help us with, like, the small things. And he's, like, super grateful for him, because he's a really great guy.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
so
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, no, he's like, and he's like,
gonna be crying when he listens to
this. Yeah, seriously, he's like,
I really
gonna
love those guys.
Crying a little bit.
I thought he hated me.
Yeah, he never paid me.
I never make any money, but that was worth it.
Went to Florida because of them. They were great.
Oh god,
that's funny.
So, with the exception of Ryan, who do you think is the calmest member of the band, and who do you think is the craziest?
Ooh,
opinion piece.
Craziest.
Who gets wild on stage,
or wild outside of the stage?
Huh. Well, the calmest I would definitely have to say would be Dean. right now, our drummer. He's what's so funny. He he joined the band in late November, early December. His second show with us was the Academy Is.
Ooh.
Wow.
And he played really phenomenally. Like, he was great. He was nervous, but, like, he did so well. And, no one could tell that he was nervous, you know? It was just awesome. And the craziest on stage...
And off.
Probably Josh.
I was about to say, I bet it's Josh.
It's 1,000% Josh. Yeah. Because, like, you know, we... when we're talking about on stage, this is, you know, just so funny to look back on now. Not so funny, like, when it was happening, but Josh has gotten this, like, stage... Aw. Meow, meow.
He wanted to be on the show. Look at that.
I forgot about that.
He's gotten, like, this super stage presence, you know, confidence boost, like, out of nowhere. We were playing at, like, a basement show in Philly when we were on tour back in January, and we were super cramped, and, like, we barely fit, you know, in the basement. He was just going absolutely nuts. Hi, Cat. And,
yes, there's cats all over the place.
And, and this one's in heat, so excuse it.
So, you know, it was just crazy. You know, he was, like, Paul is a stationary person in the band because he obviously is playing keyboard and third guitar, you know, in some parts. He knocks into Paul at least 5 times. And it's his fault every time. And
how does Paul react to that?
Paul, honestly, Paul was like, he just doesn't care at this
point.
He's
probably, like, used to it at
He's just so used to it. Like, he knows, like, when the keyboard's gonna shake, like, every now and then. Like, it's so funny. It's so funny to see, like, out of the corner of my eye. And I'm just like, wow, like, you're, like, beating the crap out of my brother. Like, this is great. Like, thank you so much.
I've wanted to do that for years.
So much.
Keep doing it.
Yeah, no, it's so funny.
What's it like to have your brother in a band? How does that work?
Remember, he's going to hear this.
Yeah. I know. You know, it's really cool because Paul and I have always, you know, ever since we were kids, like, I don't mean to, like, toot our own horns, but, like, we've always been musically inclined. Mm-hmm. And we were always a part of, like, the band programs and, like, in our high school. And, like, we played, you know, like, a lot of the same instruments and stuff. I mean, I am not as talented as he is on guitar. And, you know, like, he would always make a point to say, like, oh, I'm not as, like, talented vocally as you are. I'm like, well, and, you know, he really had to work at it. And he's gotten so much better. And I think being in a band with him, you know, and writing music and, you know, performing... You know, it's kind of cool because we've always, like, crossed paths musically, but, like, at way later times, you know, being on, like, sharing a stage with him and, like, sharing a performance with him is, like, really cool because, like, we definitely, like, feed off of each other. Like, the banter is, like, really funny, you know, in, like, moments when I just don't know what to say or, like, when something just goes wrong, like, a cable is, like, dead, you know, so... It's definitely cool. Like, it's definitely, like, comforting, too. Paul and I have never written a song together, you know, individually, just you and I, just him and I. Yeah, it's really cool because he writes his key parts, their guitar parts, around, at least for the album that, like, we wrote last summer and recorded. He would always, like, write his key parts around, you know, the band and myself. Because he didn't want to interject too much. But, like, with his parts, it just brings such a different sound to what our old EP was, and it's, I think, honestly, like, our album compared to the EP is just eons, like, better. And it's funny because we wrote it in such a, I guess, like, short span of time. Like, the EP was here really close, and then the album was, like, here, but the album, for whatever reason, was just like, okay, like, let's really, like, bear down and just go with that element of, like, keys and, like, third guitar, like, ambience and stuff, you know. We really, like, I guess, like, found a sound, you know, with that. Like, we were still, like, experimenting, I guess, with, you know, or so it seems, but, like, we really, like, finalized it, and, like, we just, we really, like, went through the roof with that.
And what's the age difference between you two?
We are 3 years apart. I'm 20. He is 23.
Oh, okay.
So nobody likes him.
Yeah, exactly.
But no.
Everyone hates him. Everyone hates him right now. It's September. In September, no one will hate him.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Except for me. It's fine.
That's your brotherly love for you right
there. Is there any songs about being 24?
No, I don't think so.
Don't know.
There's one about 22, and then we got 23.
There's a few about 23.
And 21, obviously.
I honestly don't know any songs about being 21.
Yeah, but, you know, because you don't listen to shitty music, that's probably why.
And which music do you listen to, Dan?
Shitty music. As a Lay Dying, Bullet from a Valentine,
Brandon. I doubt either of those bands have.
No, they don't. No, I'm just saying.
They're really not that shitty either.
What?
As I like dying.
Dude, they're amazing. Like, they're maze balls.
Don't ever say that again.
Maze balls?
Yes.
Oh, balls maze.
That should be your like catchphrase.
No.
Maze balls.
No. I can't.
Why not?
I can't use that. Because it's someone that I know's catchphrase.
Oh, dang it. Next time.
You stole it.
Someone that I know.
Now, you know what I really hate when people decide to shorten a word?
Bay.
No. That's just a weird word.
Cray.
Yeah. I'm talking about like.
That's just. Cray is removed. They removed the letter. That was it.
Yeah, basically. No, I'm talking about like delish.
Mm, yeah,
and the girl I work with calls sushi sush.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. There's one letter. Just say the letter.
Don't be lazy.
What are you, lazy? Come
like,
on.
And like, she knows it bothers you. She's like, John, that sush looks delish. I'm like, oh, fuck off.
Sush and delish. She used it both the same time.
Like, what did my mom say? My mom said something like, adorbs.
Oh,
adorbs. I've said that once or twice in my past. I'm sorry. I do admit that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I think everyone
you're done.
I'm just gonna leave now, bye boys.
No, like everyone's like has like said some like questionable, you know, all cat again.
Kitty.
She's like, I admitted some things too. Like I've said some bad things.
I mute a few times.
No, I'm pretty sure she's calling out for genitalia.
Yeah, she did like raise her tail up to me. So
oh
I saw
boy.
Like full cat.
She wants you. She wants you, John.
Clearly.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
she's in heat.
Oh my! Oh, I apologize.
She's not rubbing up on
so
you.
So you're going to see a whole bunch of cat asshole if you look at the right time.
Yes, should we go back on the tour dates? What else do we? You got all those dates?
Is he playing Warped Tour?
Well, he's actually going out of dates. I'm sorry, out of state.
Out of date. What would that be?
Out of date on
like
April 23rd at Overspray at Staten Island.
Start once.
Yes. Yes. That is a...
Staten Island,
New York. That is where I was born.
Really?
Yeah.
Going back to your hometown?
Yeah. I mean, like, not even. Like, I was born there in December, and then we moved... My family and I moved to Parsippany a month later. Like,
just
all right.
Of you.
Time to go. Yeah. I just screwed everything up. No. That's gonna be a cool show. That's, the venue actually changed from, like, another venue to that one. It was, like, really... Like, we didn't know about it, or, like, we knew about it, but, like, we were just kind of, like, low-key about it. Like, oh, yeah, like... The venue changed. But when, like, a couple, like, months ago, we'd have freaked out. We'd be like, the venue changed! Like, we have to update now! And, like, it's just, like, really funny. And then we're also playing another show May 7th with one of my favorite local bands called The Racer. And we're playing at the Skyline.
And that's in Middletown, New York?
Yes. They were always at, they always played with us. There was, like, a streak of time where, when the Canvas Clash was still the Canvas Clash.
Mm-hmm. And before Boontoons.
Yes.
Located in the heart of Boonton, New Jersey.
Yes.
If you listen to the podcast, you'd understand.
Oh, yeah. They would play there, and a boy named John would, like, you know, support. And I think the company kept... Yeah, my brother, Paul's band that he fronts, the company kept. He played on that show as well. And there was always, like, a really, like, long span of time, like a couple months... Where they would come up every now and then, either to a Canvas Clash or Boontoons, whatever, and the Meat Locker. And they're just, like, one of the best, tightest bands I've ever seen. Like, and some of the most greatest guys, too. Like, they really are such genuine people. And they write indie music, and they're just, like, unreal. They wrote a new album. They went on a writing hiatus like we did. And they wrote an album. I don't know, like, when it's going to be released, but, you know, I'm super excited for it because, you know, it's them. You know, I know it's going to be good.
Was that the band that gave you guys a shout-out, like, years ago on an interview, or was that This Good Robot?
That was This Good Robot.
Okay.
Yeah, This Good Robot.
Are you still tight
man.
With them, too?
You know, yeah, I mean,
I remember that was, like, those bands you guys, mm-hmm. like, then... Everything, and then a boy named John, and then
yeah it was
that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally, I know exactly what you're saying. It was like, it would always be like This Good Robot, you know, patent pending Science,
yes.
A boy named John, like Two Step with Marlon Brando.
Oh yeah, I remember that band.
yeah
they're
like,
still around.
I don't know, I don't think they are. I haven't seen them perform in a long time. If they are still around, I am sorry. Yeah, it was always, like, that, you know, collective
mm-hmm.
community scene, and we'd always, like, play shows together. And, yeah, I'm super excited for the Racer show.
Cool.
Very, very hyped about it.
There you go. That's 5-7 at the Skyline.
Yes,
in Middletown, New York. And don't forget, you have the Meat Locker on the 29th of April.
Yes. Very exciting. Because we haven't played there in...
Since your music video.
Well, yeah, but that like
counts.
An actual show.
An actual show. Yeah. We haven't played an actual show there since I was a junior in high school. So like
really?
3 years ago. Yeah, we haven't played a show there in a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, like not like a full band set. I mean, I think we played like an acoustic set like a couple of months after when I was a senior in high school. You know, it's been a long time. It's been a really, really long time since like we played like a full band set. You know, there, because the one time that we did, funny, we were supposed to go on at 11 o'clock, and this is not bashing, like, the Mealocker at all.
Oh, just, no, I know where this is going.
It's just so funny. We were supposed to go on at 11 o'clock, and we kept on getting pushed back and back, because I think touring bands were on this bill as well, uh-huh. And, like, just from, like, super far away, and, like, we understood, but we played at 3 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, like, 2, 3 in the morning. It was crazy. And, like, we played to, like 10 people. But it was still a show.
There were 10 people there at 3 a.m.
Yeah, it was 10 people at 3 a.m. Props, seriously. I mean, and we packed all of our gear in Paul's RAV4. I mean, like, amps, drum set. He didn't play keys at the time. He played bass for us. But, oh my God. He, like, filled in on bass for us for, like, that show. And it was just, it was nuts.
When was that? You said how many years ago?
Like, 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
there's no like noise complaint with Montclair or
no. I mean, like
that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, there was no noise complaint at all, which is super surprising. I think the rule is that loud music needs to start after or at 10 o'clock because the restaurant upstairs closes at 10. So
okay.
Yeah,
that makes
sense. Yeah, yeah. So I was like why do we have to do this so late? Which is why we did the music video shoot so late on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, because you know they have shows booked on the weekends, and we had to like start shooting at like 10 o'clock, and mm-hmm. people came and had school the next day. So like
that's awesome.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean it sucks, but like it was so cool, and I had an 8:30 you know class the next day, and I got home at like 2:30. It was nuts.
It was just not good.
It's not good.
Living that double life.
That double life.
Speaking of sound, my job is literally right next to a gym. So early in the morning, I guess because it's not like people don't come in and it's not open yet, my job, they crank the music. So I'll get in at like 8:30 and walk. My IT department's like next to the gym. Mm-hmm. Like if you were talking barriers and you walk towards it and all you hear is like gym music like pumping, you're walking in this desk place with you know cubicles and shit, and you hear just God. Like gym music like raging in the background. It's hysterical.
So funny.
Jesus. So what do you want to talk about, Warped Tour, or do you have anything else about a boy named John that we're interviewing?
Covered a lot of stuff with you.
Is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, anything? Any equipment, anything that you want to shout out, like anything kind of indie that you use that people might not know about? You know how there's...
Yeah,
I'm like
got the hipster vibes. Let's go.
I'm a drum nerd, so there's certain things that might not be in Guitar Center that I research.
Yeah. No,
so
of course.
If there's anything you could plug or...
Well, there's nothing that I want to plug in that regard. However, we do have an album coming out. Our debut LP, which is called So We Live, So We Die. And,
very exciting.
Yeah, super exciting. We recorded it at Barbershop Studios with producer Kevin Kiemitz. Really, it was a pleasure to work with him. And it's mastered by a Mr. Mike White, who has mastered Pierce the Veil and bands of that caliber. So we're super, super excited to...
In-house mixing?
I'm sorry? Oh, mixing was done by Kevin. Done by Kevin, yes. Perfect, Kevin of Barbershop. And yeah, I mean, that's all I've really got. We have new merch on the way as well. We're working on like a couple of t-shirts. Yeah, we're working on everything right now regarding that album.
Not bad. And if you're in the area, we'll go over the list of shows real quick. April 1st, Jordan McBride's Pub in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Also, 1 week later, April 8th, Game Changer World, Howell, New Jersey. And if you're in the Staten Island area, boys will be in Overspray, April 23rd, along with the Meat Locker and the Skyline in Middletown, New York, later on in the month.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds good to me.
That's the thing. All right. And it's a boy named John NJ on Facebook. I think same on Twitter.
It's a boy named John NJ on Twitter as well. Yes.
Yeah. So just Google a boy named John. Look for the band and it'll pop up. You guys are also on Spotify, iTunes.
Yep.
We actually have two new singles up on iTunes.
Yes. Yes, we do. On Spotify as well. We have two singles called Please Excuse the Acronym and Don't Kill the Messenger.
There we go. Nice. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. Now, do you want to continue with this or do you want to do a separate Warped episode, Dan?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
How long are we on?
Right? Let's do it. We'll do a separate one. I think we're getting close to like over 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. So, Tori, any plugs?
Plug
away.
For the game?
Promotions. Shows, bands, gear.
I don't know. This is too much pressure.
Hold on. How do you interview and not know what a plug is?
I don't know. You don't understand. I haven't done an interview in so long. I took a hiatus.
But you just did like two interviews for us.
I know, I did. I did one 3 months ago, and I literally...
There's the Clocktown Giants on our YouTube page.
I love those guys. Great guys.
I think he just something else.
Have you ever played with them before?
No, I don't.
Check them out. I think you would like them. They're really cool guys. So
cool.
Just got like... they got a write-up in like the Bergen Record recently.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But as for any other interviews, no, I haven't done one in a while. So this is my first time on the podcast.
That's cool.
Yeah. I gotta shout my mom.
This is my first podcast ever that I've ever been on.
Wow,
so.
Honored.
That's cool.
We popped your podcast cherry.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Feels great.
Oh, God.
Awesome. And also, if you go on their Twitter, they actually have pictures of their dogs up there for National Dog Day.
Yes,
oh, yay.
Even though this is the Wednesday before you're listening to this, because this comes out on Monday. And today is also, today you listening to this, so the following Monday after Easter, is the day where the new Trailer Park Boys season 10 comes
on
Netflix.
That.
Just finished season 9. It sucks when you finish a show, when you binge watch a show and you're like, where's the next season? You have to wait for it to come out. It sucks.
RIP to Parks and Rec and Breaking Bad.
Rip. Rest in peace.
Those are the two I've ever binge watched, and now I'm just sad.
Rachel.
My life is sad.
Tear, sad.
Yeah. So, Dan, other than the incredible Fear Factory Soil Works show on April 10th at the Chance Theater in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Tickets are $20. You can message Dead Tide or me, RCKDRUMM3R.
Fucking right.
I purposely said it. All right. So just check out Dead Tide on Facebook. I guess I can do gear. Tama, drums. Roadrunner cases, although I'm not too happy with them because they get holes in them very easily.
Hear that, Roadrunner? Send Dan new cases.
Yeah. The felt plug. Ones or cloth ones because they get holes in them. Behringer mixers, Apple MacBook Pros are pretty sick.
What kind of mics do we have? Even though I bought them, I don't
know. Behringer.
Mics.
Mics?
Yeah.
Audio-Tekka. AT2020s, I'm looking at it right now.
So if you like how it sounds, go on Amazon.com and pick yourself up a few.
All right, and other than that, check out John's band. Too Far Lost.
Yes, we're still in hibernation, I guess. I don't know, we're writing new songs. Anyways, you could find us on Twitter at Too Far Lost. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/Too Far Lost Rock. And Fuck Trapped. As we said.
True that.
All right, anyways, podcast real quick. If you want to advertise with us, hit us up on email, behindthecade@gmail.com. We have great rates, even though we don't exactly know what the rates are. We'll work with you. We'll work with your budget. Please. That'd be great. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/behindthebarricade. Twitter at behindthecade, same as the email. Instagram.com/behindthebarricade. Hit us up. You know it. Yes, give us that money. As Dan is making air rain.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, actually, I was just doing it because you're spitballing all that information.
Chris, thank you so much for being on.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, man.
My name's John. Look them up. Buy their music.
Yes, please.
Support local music.
Yes, amen.
Tori, thank you for being on this one, even though we're just going to do another one in about 3 seconds. So.
All right.
Guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And there you have it, another one in the books. Christian was such a great guest, and he really rolled with the punches. Ugh, I hate that term. Anyways, thank you so much for checking out our podcast. If you're in a band and want to be a guest on the show, let us know. Shoot us an email. The address is behindthecade@gmail.com. Hit us up, give us some of your music, and tell us why you want to be on the show. Come on, we're not a charity. We're not doing it for everyone. Just the elite few. If you think you're a part of the elite few, let us know. Anyways, next week, we're going to have another great local band from the great state of New Jersey. Yeah, we're really branching out here. We get it. That band just got announced for a major rock festival in upstate New York. They're opening up for Shinedown. They're also opening up for Coheed and Cambria, Enter Shikari, and a few others, which, if you listen to this podcast, which I know you did, you know exactly what band we're going to be interviewing. So, anyways, we'll talk about all of that and more next week. I'm now going to leave you with one of the songs Christian talked about during the podcast, and the name of the song is Don't Kill the Messenger. If you like what you hear, please buy it on iTunes or stream it on Spotify. For more information on Christian and his band, you can head to aboynamedjohn.com. All right, here's Don't Kill the Messenger. See you next Monday, Podcast World.
Maybe next year, maybe next year, you'll be kind enough to say that I was wrong. You were right, I'm sorry, love. All in all, it was screwed to say I dressed up all nicely in front of cameras to hold you tight. So who the hell drinks alone at his bar? Who will close these doors after this time? Late shots in and you claim you're just fine, but your shattered liver screams only reprieve. All in all, we watched it go. In the grass, through the stars, we watched the fireworks, I hope for snow. Maybe next year, it'll be cold enough to hold hands out of love. For entitlement, it was rough. So who the hell drinks alone at a spy? Who will close these doors after this time? Eight shots in and you claim you're just fine, but your shattered liver screams only reprise. So I'll throw you back down to the place where you first sought for help. I don't care if you don't call everyone you know. Don't kill the messenger. She's trying to help the both of us.
Let's take